to talk about what's working and what's not. It takes about 60 minutes. This dialogue should be a two-way street, an opportunity for you both to clarify expectations, to communicate well, to keep the circles connected, and if necessary, to make course corrections. A quarterly conversation, taking place every 90 days, works because, as we mentioned in Chapter 5, human beings tend to lose focus and fray around that point. Meeting at 90-day intervals with your manager is a great way to reset for the next 90 days. When preparing for your quarterly conversation, focus on two topics, what's working and what's not. Here are some questions to ask yourself when preparing for the what's working discussion. What am I most proud of accomplishing in the last quarter? What changes did I make to better accomplish my job? What did I do well to hit my rocks and measurables? Am I working on projects and in a role that really matters? How have I demonstrated the company's core values? Did my manager provide the necessary tools and direction to do my job well? When you start preparing for the what's not working discussion, it is important to understand that this is not meant to be a blame session. You are identifying issues that you can work on with your manager to resolve. Also, please keep in mind that everyone has aspects of the job that are not working. It just makes us normal human beings. Here are some questions that may help you prepare. What makes my job more difficult? What processes and procedures are broken? Have I identified the root cause of any issues I'm having? What could I have done differently in the last quarter? How have I not demonstrated the company's core values? What could I have done differently to hit my rocks and measurables, if you missed any? How could my manager have helped me be more successful? What's not working for your manager? If you don't know, ask. We're often asked how quarterly conversations fit with annual performance reviews. The quarterly conversations should complement the annual performance review by keeping you in the loop regarding your performance. A good or bad annual performance review should never be a surprise if you and your manager are doing a good job of keeping the circles connected. A final note, please don't wait for your manager to come to you. If you don't have a quarterly conversation set on your calendar with your manager, go to them and ask them when would be a good time to start. Chapter summary. When your company has implemented the People Analyzer, you'll reach a point where you have 100% of the right people in the right seats. Work will get done more efficiently and mistakes will be rare. Communication will improve and expectations between managers and employees will be crystal clear. The company will function like a well-oiled machine, consistently hitting and surpassing targets. Your role is to evaluate yourself openly and honestly using the People Analyzer. To help with that, ask your manager the following three questions. Questions to ask your manager. 1. What was your analysis of me using the People Analyzer? 2. When will we start having quarterly conversations? 3. What do you think is working and what is not? Chapter 9. What do I do next? Conclusion. Overall, I love EOS and the impact it has had on my team and myself. If I'm ever in a different company, I'll be implementing EOS to help the team work well together and achieve higher results. Jordan Ann Schorch, Accounts, Syrup Marketing. Congratulations, you're nearly to the end, so let's quickly recap what you've learned. Your company chose EOS as its operating system. Your company's goal is to become 100% strong in each of the six key components: vision, people, data, issues, process, and traction. When you are 100% strong, everyone will be rowing in the same direction and aligned around the same short-term and long-term goals documented in the VTO. There will be less chaos and fewer fires to fight. Thanks to the core values, accountability chart, and People Analyzer, everyone will be the right person in the right seat, with clearly defined roles and responsibilities, making decisions faster and solving issues more quickly, propelling your organization forward. Everyone will be following your core processes, creating consistency and the ability to grow. Using scorecards and measurables, everyone will know how they are doing against their targets. You'll be living in a 90-day world setting and completing rocks every 90 days. Meetings will be productive as a result of the L10, and you'll be solving all your issues by IDSing. You will be winning and having fun. You now have all the tools you need and know the role you are expected to play to help achieve that 100% strong goal. Remember, your manager asked you to listen to this book because they want you to take an active role in achieving your company's vision. As stated earlier, implementing EOS in your company is an ongoing, lifelong effort, and many companies have been running on EOS for more than 10 years. EOS has had a positive impact on the lives of millions. As one employee said, EOS has had a large effect on me personally. I have discovered that this simple process can be carried over into my personal life as well. It has given me tools to gain progress in areas where my life goals were merely just maybe someday wishes. Organizational checkup. Finally, to help you determine how your company is doing running on EOS, complete the following short organizational checkup. You can also go to www.eosworldwide.com to fill out this organizational checkup online. For each statement that follows, please rank your company on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is weak, or you don't do it, and 5 is strong, you're very good at it. 1. We have a clear vision in writing that has been properly communicated and is shared by everyone in the company. 2. Our core values are clear and we are hiring, reviewing, rewarding, and firing around them. 3. Our core focus, core business, is clear and we keep our people, systems, and processes aligned and focused on it. 4. Our 10-year target, big, long-range business goal, is clear, communicated regularly, and is shared by all. 5. Our target market, definition of our ideal customer, is clear, and all of our marketing and sales efforts are focused on it. 6. Our 3 uniques, differentiators, are clear, and all of our marketing and sales efforts communicate them. 7. We have a proven process for doing business with our customers. It has been named and visually illustrated, and all of our salespeople use it. 8. All of the people in our organization are the right people. They fit our culture and share our core values. 9. Our accountability chart, organizational chart that includes roles and responsibilities, is clear, complete, and constantly updated. 10. Everyone is in the right seat. They get it, want it, and have the capacity to do their jobs well. 11. Our leadership team is open and honest and demonstrates a high level of trust. 12. Everyone has rocks, 1 to 7 priorities per quarter, and is focused on them. 13. Everyone is engaged in regular weekly meetings. 14. All meetings are on the same day and at the same time each week, have the same agenda, start on time, and end on time. 15. All teams clearly identify, discuss, and solve issues for the long-term greater good of the company. 16. Our core processes are documented, simplified, and followed by all to consistently produce the results we want. 17. We have systems for receiving regular feedback from customers and employees, so we always know their level of satisfaction. 18. A scorecard for tracking weekly metrics and measurables is in place. 19. Everyone in the organization has at least one number they are accountable for keeping on track each week. 20. We have a budget and are monitoring it regularly. For example, monthly or quarterly. To determine the percentage score that reflects the current state of your company, take the total number of each ranking, multiply it by its rank. For example, multiply the 1s by 1, multiply the number of 2s by 2, multiply the number of 3s by 3, multiply the number of 4s by 4, and multiply the number of 5s by 5. Add all 5 numbers, and that will show the percentage score that reflects the current state of your company. This is your starting score. Your company's goal is to get a score above 80. Most companies score below 80 when they are getting started with EOS. If your score was below 80, don't worry, that's normal. Your leadership team is working hard to get above 80, and they can't do it without you. To help, we recommend you review and act on the role you're expected to play. Also, ask your manager the questions listed at the end of each chapter. There is a concise summary of your role and the questions to ask your manager in Appendixes A and B. EOS and you. In reality, your company cannot become 100% strong in all six key components and run well on EOS without you. What we are trying to say can be summed up in this short story. Near a little village in the center of Turkey, an old wise man lived up on a mountain in a cave. From time to time, the villagers would go seek his counsel, and the old wise man always had the answer. Some people tried to outsmart him, but they never could. He always had the right answer. Meanwhile, two boys from the village who craved fame and glory devised a plan to finally outsmart the old wise man. They would catch a small bird and cup it in their hands. The boys would ask the old wise man, "Is the bird in our hands dead or alive?" If the old wise man said, "Dead," the boys would open their hands and the live bird would fly away. If the old wise man said, "Alive," the boys would smash their hands together and show him a dead bird. Their plan couldn't fail, and they would soon be known worldwide as the boys who had outsmarted the old wise man. After catching a small bird, the boys put their plan in action and hiked up the mountain to the old wise man's cave. "Sir," they said, "is the bird in our hands dead or alive?" The old wise man paused and thought for a while. After a few minutes had passed, he replied, "The answer is in your hands." And the same is true for you. If you're sitting back wondering if EOS will work or not, the answer is in your hands. Appendix A, Your Role. Each chapter ended with a definition of the role you are expected to play regarding EOS in your company. Here is a short summary of those roles. Understand and believe in your company's vision. Answers to the 8 VTO questions. Align all your efforts toward helping achieve that vision. Know where you fit in your company's accountability chart. Understand and fulfill the responsibilities of your role. Identify your 1-3 quarterly rocks, working with your manager and your team to make sure they are the right rocks for the next 90 days, and complete them. Participate in your L10s, bringing issues to the meeting, being open when discussing issues, fighting for the greater good of the team, and holding yourself and the team accountable on measurables, rocks, and to-dos. Review your department's scorecard each week in your L10 and help IDS any numbers that are off track. Know your specific measurable and consistently hit it. Evaluate yourself honestly using the People Analyzer. Appendix B, Questions to Ask Your Manager. To help you actively engage in the above roles, we gave you questions to ask your manager. Here is a recap of those questions. Chapter 2, The EOS Model Questions. 1. What is our weakest component and how can I help strengthen it? 2. What is our strongest component and why do you think that? 3. What is the first thing you want me to do to help implement EOS at our company? Chapter 3, The Vision Traction Organizer, VTO, Questions. 1. How can our department help achieve the company vision? 2. What role do I play in achieving the vision? 3. What is our greatest challenge in achieving our vision? Chapter 4, The Accountability Chart, Questions. 1. What seat am I in, and what are my 5 roles and responsibilities? 2. Am I in the right seat where I can contribute the most to the organization? 3. What are your 5 roles and or responsibilities, and how can I help you? Chapter 5, The Rock Questions. 1. When will we start setting rocks, if you are currently not setting rocks? 2. Do you believe my rocks are the right ones for me? 3. What are your rocks and how can I help with them? Chapter 6, The Weekly Meeting Pulse Questions. 1. Will I be punished for bringing up any issues in the L10? 2. Will you get mad if I give the meeting a low score? 3. Can we watch the L10 video at traction.eosworldwide.com/level-10 and discuss how we can improve our L10? Chapter 7. The Scorecard and Measurables Questions. 1. Does our department scorecard contain the right numbers and goals? 2. Is this a good measurable for me? Bring 2 to 3 suggestions. 3. What is your measurable, and how do I help you hit it? Chapter 8. The People Analyzer Questions. 1. What was your analysis of me using the People Analyzer? 2. When will we start having quarterly conversations? 3. What do you think is working, and what is not? This has been an Audible Studios production of What the Heck is EOS? A Complete Guide for Employees in Companies Running on EOS. Written by Gina Wickman and Tom Bauer. Performed by Corey M. Snow. Executive Producers, Kristen Lang and Mike Charzuk. Producer, Kat Lambrix. Copyright 2017 by Gina Wickman and Tom Bauer. Sound recording copyright 2017 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.